Rock salt and calcium chloride have been the workhorses of snow removal for many years. Together, they help lower the freezing temperature of snow and slush, making it easier for the snow to be plowed away or worn down by cars before it turns into ice. But along with the good has come a great deal of bad. Besides keeping our streets clear, both chemicals can also pollute nearby waterways. They release chlorides and heavy metals into the environment, and their corrosiveness can damage roadways, causing cracking and even potholes. So governments have been trying to find alternatives that can help remove the snow and do less damage. Among those alternatives are snow and ice melters made of corn byproducts. Ari Adler is a spokesperson for the Michigan Department of Transportation. He says the department is in the second year of testing those alternatives.
In Michigan, what we're doing is we're actually applying this material by itself, preferably before a storm hits. So it sort of puts a more like a Teflon kind of coating on the roadway. And what it does is it doesn't allow the ice and the snow to bond to the pavement. So it certainly is easier to clear away just from people driving over it. Or if we send a plow out, it's going to clear up much faster than if we have to send teams of plows out after we get snowpack out there.
Adler says the tests so far have been very encouraging, and his agency plans to increase the use of such products in the future. Manufacturers of corn and soybean-based de-icers say there's a growing trend to look to these more natural products. Craig Phelps is with Natural Solutions, a company that makes a product called IceBan. It's made from parts of a corn stalk that are not used for food. The result is a liquid that melts ice and snow even at very low temperatures. Phelps says the product can be used alone or in combination with salt. He says when used in combination, the product reduces the amount of salt required to keep roads clear.
The way to decrease the effective use of chlorides is to somehow increase their performance or increase their range of activity. Using a liquid in combination with a granular dry salt can help to, most highway departments have found, they use less salt, so that does decrease the amount of accumulated chlorides in the environment.
Phelps says the biggest obstacle in getting cities and states to use corn-based de-icers is the added cost. But he says in addition to the environmental benefits, corn-based de-icers will reduce wear and tear on streets, bridges, and cars because it does not have the corrosive effect of salt. Phelps says if those costs are taken into consideration, the corn-based products are actually cheaper than salt. But not everyone believes that is true. Dave McKinney is the operations director for the City of Peoria, Illinois' Public Works Department. He says using salt is not a major cause for street repairs in Midwestern cities.
The problem we're having with streets isn't so much the salt as it is just wear and tear and a freeze-thaw. So, yes, there is these benefits, but I don't think it could offset the cost, certainly not in my budget.
McKinney says he's tested the corn-based products and is satisfied that they work well. But he says Peoria will only use them if the price comes down, and there may be evidence that will happen. The market for corn and soybean-based de-icing products has increased by 1,000% over the last 7 years, largely because producers are finding cheaper ways to make the products. And as demand continues to increase, manufacturers say the price will keep dropping. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull.